See, it tell you the old and the new. I will trust you. This is all it is. It's a big argument going on. Is you have complete control. But it's the same thing. He said, I will be where you lead, where you lead. Said, I will trust you. You have complete control of me. Said, I will be there.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This morning we are going to be reading from Romans 8, chapter 11, and first verse. This is Minister Fanny Reed. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm going to read it again. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm going to read it one more time. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. First of all, we're going to talk about the word condemnation. Condemnation is something that makes you feel really bad, that you've been beat up, drug through the mud. You got to constantly make it right. You can't seem to get no relief. That's condemnation. But it tells us right here, in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. It's not that none of us are perfect, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The word of God says there's none righteous. There's only one righteous person, who is Christ Jesus. If you're walking in the Spirit with Jesus, we are only righteous because of his righteousness. And not only are we righteous because of his righteousness, there is also no condemnation. If you're walking with Jesus, you notice in the scripture, the first thing we have to do when we get ready to pray is ask for forgiveness. Because the word of God says we sin by omission and we sin by commission. We sin without knowing we're sinning, and we sin because we want to sin. So we sin both ways, but there's none righteous. So therefore, we have to always continue to repent. We ask God to forgive us for our sin, block out our transgression, create in us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us, because we are flesh. There's none perfect but Jesus Christ himself. So we always have to repent, whether it was sin by commission or omission. And when we are walking in the Spirit, we are not beat up. because we are forgiven. God say there is no condemnation. But if you have done something you didn't have no business doing, and you repent, and you keep being condemned about it, you need to check yourself. Some people are condemned. I'm talking about the world now. They are so condemned till they became alcoholics. They are so condemned till they became drug addicts. They are so condemned that they have indulged into the sins of the world. That's what condemnation brings. It don't set you free. It beats you up. It takes you further and deeper into, woe is me. Whoa, look what happened to me. Whoa, I can't get out of this. Whoa, this and whoa, that. But do you know the only way we're going to have to come out of that spirit of condemnation, we are going to have to walk in the spirit. That means we are going to have to completely turn our life over to Jesus. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus maketh us free from the law of sin and death. When we walk with Jesus, we won't have a chance to get beat up because the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. When you begin to walk in the spirit, you will not be condemned as to where you would turn to do stuff that's not pleasing in God's eyesight. Condemnation will make you really kill yourself. It'll make you throw in the towel. It'll make you give up. And God didn't come to make us give up. He said he came to seek and save that which are lost. He wished that none of us shall perish. He wants us all to come to repentance. So if some condemnation is going on, I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me, too. We need to check ourselves and see what we need to get right. Because for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus shall make us free from the law of sin and death. That's so simple. For the law, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Jesus himself was not a sinner. He came in flesh, in the likeness of sinful flesh, for us. So when he came, he condemned the law of sin in the flesh. There's no longer a law. If you're under condemnation, you're being whipped up by the law. God already came. When he went to the cross, shed his blood, took all them stripes for our sins, he did away with condemnation. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. It's the goodness of God that save us. God don't come to condemn. He don't come to beat us up. He don't come to make us feel bad. If all that's going on, something is wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a thing called conviction. When you're in the wrong, you do feel convicted. And if you're convicted by it, it'll make you get it straight, whether it's with yourself or somebody else or whatever it might be. That's what conviction do. But condemn will beat you to a pulp. But conviction make you, okay, godly sorry. God, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Show me, Holy Spirit, how to get it straight. Show me which way to go, what to do, what to say, how to say it. But conviction, that's what conviction does. Condemning, God ain't nowhere in that. Amen? For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. So God, when he went to the cross, he took care of all that. He bared all our burdens. He carried all our sins. He took a whipping, a beating, thorns in his head, pierced in the side, all that for us. Who would love a God like that? You know, that's some kind of love. He laid down his life for us, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When you begin to walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And, you know, I could break it down a little bit. Everybody living and breathing know what the lust of the flesh is. It can be sex, eating, fighting, cussing. I could just name a whole bunch of stuff. You know, God said his way is so simple, even a fool can't err. It's not hard. It's hard to those that don't want to do it. That's condemnation. But when we begin to walk in the Spirit, then we won't have a chance to fulfill the lust of the flesh, because we are human. The Word of God says we was born in sin and shaped into iniquity. And then he turned around and gave us a formula how to come out of sin. Who wouldn't love a God like that? He loved us so much. He said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We can get delivered, people. We don't have to stay in the same thing get over and over again. We can come out, because there is a way out. If we're in a rut, I remember this preacher preached years ago, and I never forgotten this message. If you are in a rut, and if you ever notice, a rut is a hole in the ground, like with a tree trunk in the middle. It forms like a covering over it. In that rut, you can come out either way. You can go out backwards or forward. You don't have to stay in a rut. You can come out. It's up to us, people. You want to come out the rut? Walk in the Spirit. You want to stay in the rut? Walk in the flesh. I don't care what's going on. It's nothing too hard or impossible for God to do. It's nothing too hard or impossible for God to fix. He said the earth is his and the fullness thereof, and everything that's in it belong to me. All power is in his hand. It's nothing too hard for him to fix. It's nothing that he can't hear or know, because he already know about it. He said he made us and he know all about us. Even the very hairs on our head. You know, that's knowing about it. Woo, who would want to know somebody that know him like that? That's good. For they that are after, they that mind the things of the flesh, mind the things of the flesh, they do the things of the flesh. If your mind is set up and have not been transformed, you're going to automatically walk in the flesh. In Romans, the 12th chapter, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And your mind is renewed through the Word of God. You know, some people may say, oh, I ain't got time to read the Bible. I ain't got time to do that. I got to go to work. I got to take care of my children. I got to study for my test in college. I got to get this job. I got to pay this bill. But if you don't get the mind of Christ, you're going to still be in a rut. We need Jesus, people. We need to take out time to study the Word, he say, and show yourself approved. A workman right to dividing the word of truth. If you want to pass that test in college and get your bachelor, your PhD, and your master, you're going to have to study. Is there any other way to get it? Unless you cheat. You got to study. It's the same way with the Word of God, people. He says, study and show yourself approved. A workman right to dividing the word of truth. Once you study, and you begin to study, your mind begin to transform. You begin